broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to From Boots to Biz Radio, where we're dedicated to promoting business ownership among military veterans, military spouses, and first responders. Kevin Finn, my wingman over here.
How you
doing,
Bill?
Wave at the camera again, Kevin.
Always. Congratulations on your new grandchild.
Thank you. Just back in town. Finn William Harrington joined us on Tuesday morning.
You can't go wrong with the name Finn.
There you go. See? You got that all the way. So I was really happy, and everybody's doing fine. So
yeah, you were rushing to make it back in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it.
I drove it, yeah, driving hard this morning. So
you're going to take a nap after this, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, maybe a big glass of wine, too. I probably say this every time, but I've been looking forward to this show. I met Jack Werner at least seven years ago. We had a conference down in Dallas, and Sign World is one of my favorite business models in our whole portfolio. And so on the other phone from the sunny shores of California, we have Jack Werner, who's executive vice president. Later this year will become president of Sign World. He's a former Sign World business owner, so he built it up to a great size and was able to sell it.
Living the American dream.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great, great guy. Jack, say hello, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having me come.
Yeah, absolutely. We see the word Sign World, but we don't see that name all over the place. So we'll let you explain that. And then we think, sign business, everybody thinks they know what signs are, and they're just seeing the very tip of the iceberg. And it's really a fascinating business that you've got. So, Jack, tell us more about Sign World. Give us an overall look at it, and then we'll work on some other things through it.
Well, thank you. Sign World is an organization that was started 25 years ago, 1988. By an individual by the name of Ken Kent. It was just the time when the computers were becoming from mainframes to desktops and became into normal business world. And the sign industry went through a great change where things started becoming computer generated. Ken opened up his own sign operation and then decided to clone it, naming the organization Sign World, but rather than being a franchise, he set it up with a licensing agreement model to it, a business opportunity rather than a franchise.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little different.
In that it's custom production, so each project is a different size, shape, color, message, material. So the rule book of a franchise wasn't as important. The systems were, but the constraints of it might not be quite the same. And he also set it up under a unique name, so that each Sign World operation operates under their own name. It's a very fragmented industry. There's 21,000 sign companies in the United States today, but the franchises only have 9% of the market.
Well, I think
very fragmented. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say. I think there's a distinction between what people see as they drive down the street for the little sign businesses that are storefronts and what you guys do, what Sign World really does, right?
Right. We're very much of a business park model. We're hiding from the walk-in customer. We're going after the corporate customer. Many times people don't realize how big the world of signs is.
No.
There's more signs in the world than there's people. There's only one sign on the outside of Walmart, but there's thousands inside. They change all the time. There's only one sign on the outside of hospital, and yet the hallways are covered with signs.
I can
really
attest.
In the visual branding business, it's putting graphics on virtually any surface you can imagine. The printer's going to put it on paper. We're going to put it on everything else, from the name brand on your television to the house number on the front of your house to the on-off switch on your lawnmower that tells you how to operate it. Graphic communications on any surface there is what we technically believe is a sign.
And you do those, large-scale graphics now, right? And have for quite a while, actually.
digital printed is probably 75% of what we do, but it's where it goes afterwards. Putting it onto the vehicle, it's the digitally printed wallpaper in the bank lobby, it's the floor graphics in the grocery store, it's the window graphics on the front of the building. We're now even printing digitally printed wallpaper that'll go on the exterior brick of a building and turn the outside wall into a mural.
That's great. So now, so that's got to be weatherproof and fade proof and all that, right?
Weatherproof, fade proof, but messages change.
Yep.
People think that once a sign is there, it's there forever, but even the big franchises are rebranding and changing their signs every couple of years to look fresh and different and unique.
I think I've noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chili's in my neighborhood just totally rebranded.
I've seen that. It's ridiculous. I don't like it, really, to be honest.
No, but they're changing. They get your attention, right?
Definitely.
So.
But they keep us busy and happy.
Well, that's good. That's what we want to hear. Well, you know, how about the economy? You know, has the economy really hit you guys hard or hit the sign business, sign world business?
Well, I think, we're past some of that bad economy, but several years ago, we had a slowdown to a certain extent, but signs become one of those last points of you can't stop changing your signs. You may cut back on radio advertising or television advertising. If you keep changing, if you don't change your signs, if you're still advertising for Mother's Day in July, you're not selling Father's Day. If you're advertising for 4th of July when it's Labor Day, you're not selling that. If you're still advertising last year's Barbie doll model, you're not selling next year's model. So signs change.
And that means
so
new business.
So we ride right through the economy with some dip, but nowhere near as much dip as most other businesses do.
That's good to hear. So
even in a bad economy, there's businesses that are still growing. They need signs. There's businesses that are cutting back, and if they move to a smaller building, well, they need all new signs for the new building.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great point.
Definitely. Sounds like a solid business.
Oh, I love the business. So, well, and that makes it interesting. So, but in you're progressing, so there's technology changes and sales changes. And so what I'm hearing you say is every day is different. Would that be true?
Every day is different. You know, on Monday, you could be putting graphics on a fleet of trucks. Tuesday, you might be putting some brass letters in the attorney's office for him to brag about his business. Wednesday, it might be signs for the retail store coming to town. On Thursday, it might be signs for a trade show booth. And on Friday, signs for the baseball stadium. And every day is a different, unique project. And when you're done with it, there's tangible, visible results of your efforts.
Yep. And I'm sitting over here in the corner of our studio is one of those pull-up marketing, canvas type of signs. And that's just another sample of what you do.
Oh, definitely. They're very popular.
Yep.
So you just don't realize that it takes somebody to make all those custom projects.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, now you've been around a while. I with Sign World. You started your own business in Sign World several years ago, right?
I was a Sign World licensee, working with a coach just like you 17 years ago, back in '95. I found that it fit me better than anything else I was looking at, and became a Sign World operation myself, which I started with. In 1,200 square feet with one employee. I ended up in about 5,000 square feet with a crew of 11. We ran a great business.
And then you migrated into...
I told that several years ago, the president and founder of SignWorld came to me and said he was getting ready to plan his retirement. Wanted to know if I was interested in joining him at the corporate office so I could learn his end of the business and to buy him out. I bought out 85% of the company, and I'll finish buying it out the rest of it this year. And then he'll stay on as chairman of the board and continue to advise me and help with many things. He's not going away.
And he continues to live in Hawaii. That's the best part.
Live in Hawaii.
Very good. So, this show is all about veterans and military spouses and first responders. But do you have a profile for a Sign World owner?
You know, most of our owners, 90% of them, come from the operations side of the business or the operations side of the corporate world or wherever they came from. About 10% come with a sales background. And even though there's a sales role in the business, the non-salesperson is very well set for that because it's a repeat customer we're looking for. Most sign world owners will tell you 80% of their business comes from less than 30 customers that are so repetitive in nature. And it takes the operations person to deliver the project well. And if you don't deliver well on project one, you're not going to get project two.
That's right.
It also works that they're not the salesperson because our competition's worse at the sales effort than we are. So we're not throwing them into a shark tank where they're in there against a bunch of hired guns. So it's a very manageable process. And then we've become very, very good on internet marketing over the last few years.
Yeah, talk about the impact of the internet, how that has come into your business.
Well, it's today's modern-day Yellow Pages, but it's much more elaborate than a Yellow Page ad because you can show so much more about what you're capable of doing. So we're not an eBay or Amazon site. It's not an e-commerce site. But mm-hmm. It's a credibility site. It's a portfolio of what we're capable of doing. We teach our owners how to become very effective on the Internet. One, have a very elaborate website showing what they're doing. Two, teaching them how to get up to the front page of Google, not on the expensive pay-per-click side, but in the organic web results side. I've got operators will tell you they spend less than $1,000 a year on Internet advertising, and yet they're not just on the front page of a Google search. They're not just at the top of the page. They've got multiple line items to the point where they've kicked the competition off the page.
Wow.
I've got guys that will tell you 50, 60, 70, 80% of their business coming from the website. And it's not little jobs. I'm talking jobs that are $50,000, $100,000 jobs. I've got a guy that's got a $600,000 project over the next 3 years that was an internet hit.
That'll work. You know, that'll work.
It's finding very good quality customers. That's where corporate America is now looking when they need a supplier and they don't know exactly where to get it from.
And so they go out there and they're doing a specific search, and that's where your owners have jobs out there or have samples or
they've got portfolios, hundreds of okay. pictures of projects they've done, or they've borrowed the pictures from others, and they're messaging, this is what I'm capable of doing. But then we're also teaching them how to be responsive. You know, how many times have you been to a website, said, boy, this looks pretty good. You try doing a contact us or a send me more information, and
never hear anything.
Nobody responds. Yeah. So there has to be a live connection somewhere along the way, and we really teach our owners how to be effective in that environment. So they're not out there hunting for the customer. They're putting their fingers out there to say, hey, come to us. And our owners are very effective at responding to that.
Well, I think you've touched on a couple of times an important point. I'd like to bring it out, you know, into the spotlight. You know, you mentioned coaching, you mentioned teaching, you mentioned the training that you give your owners and support as they go along. Can you elaborate on all that? As somebody coming into the business new. And hopefully we're going to have a bunch of listeners here that are going to be very attracted to Sign World. So, you know, what can they expect? You know, especially if they're military, they're coming out, they're used to training, and they're used to ongoing systems and support. Please elaborate on that part of your business.
Sure. We just finished with initial training of three new operations just yesterday. But that's only the beginning. There's 4.5 weeks of training before they open.
4.5 weeks before they open.
Before they open. Plus, there's more ongoing training as long as they're in business, and yet they don't pay a royalty.
Yep.
We had owners at our convention that we held 2 weeks ago that have been with us 20-plus years, still getting help and support, have not paid a dime in royalty since they joined. That is kind of unique in the world. Typically, you expect that I've got to join a franchise mm-hmm. and pay the big royalties to get the ongoing support, but we do it without a royalty. We've done it for 25 years.
And they get coaching calls? Is it once a month, once a week?
They get coaching calls on a weekly basis. They get into mastermind groups.
Yep.
We've also built, rather than a franchise, we built a family where the owners are willing to peer-to-peer support each other. As we bring people that are good in HR, mm-hmm. people that are good in or came from a background in communications or came from a background in finance or marketing or supply chain or logistics, the owners are willing to peer-to-peer support each other, the family. Well, and they'd rather do that for free than pay the royalties and expect all the answers to come from the corporate office. So we tend to attract those people that would like to have a little bit more flexibility in their business, We have all the rules of a franchise, but no requirements to follow it. They can tweak it wherever they feel need to, and they don't pay royalties. It's a one-time payment.
That's that. Boy, you want to be a little more of an entrepreneur, you know, and want a little more freedom. That's a great way to go. So, hey, do you,
so all the operations start off the same, but as they morph into the business, some stay the generalist and like the variety of projects. Others grow deep into trade show graphics. Some grow deep into electrical signage. Some grow deep into fleet vehicle graphics. Some stay very narrow on the types of customers they attract, and some go very deep into a niche. So it's very diversified operation. Some operations are more industrial, some more commercial, some more designer oriented long term.
So when you bring all these people,
operation.
Yeah. So when you bring all these people together annually at your convention, you got a really mixed bag, and I guess there's got to be a lot of sharing of ideas, and this is what works for me.
A lot of sharing, a lot of ideas. We had 31 training sessions at our convention 2 weeks ago. We had 11 guest speakers. We had a charity golf tournament for the Wounded Warrior program. We had the suppliers at our trade show. We had 65 of our suppliers showing all the equipment of our industry, all the materials, all the prefabricated projects that they might make for somebody that can't make it themselves and still be able to process it through and sell it. Those suppliers donated materials and equipment, et cetera, and our owners bid on that equipment, and all the proceeds went to the Wounded Warrior Project.
That's outstanding. You made a significant contribution to the Wounded Warrior Project.
That's huge.
That's well done. Well done. So, I think we've talked about it a little bit, but the benefits of being a Sign World license owner, there's no royalties, and you get all this training, and you've got tap into experience of people like you, been around over 20 years, Ken Kent, 25 years. You just said a number of your owners at the convention and they've been in business for over 20 years. They got to be doing well.
We've got operations that have been around 15, 20, 20. Our oldest operation is 24 years old. Our second original operation is still with us after 24 years.
Wow.
We've had many go into retirement. We've had 160 resales where the owners have sold their business for more than they paid for it, some into the high six figures, some into the million plus. We've had a $3 million resale for a single location. We've got a current guy worth $15 million after 10 years.
Wow.
So if you want to come in.
Manufacturing builds equity.
Well, yeah, and that's another
thing. Not only the income that you make in the business, there's also the resale ability when you're ready to retire. When I sold my operation, I sold it for 8 times what I paid for it. I had 3 full price offers within 3 weeks of listing the business. I picked my buyer.
Fred, that's a good role, good position to be in. That's
excellent. That's unheard of. So that's awesome.
So, you don't need any special background. You don't have to be a graphic designer, and it's not a real. You don't have to have a staff of hundreds, right, to grow your business.
That's correct. We'd like you to start with just one employee who is a trained graphic artist sign maker, somebody with that artistic skill and has a graphic arts education, as well as a journeyman experience of at least 5 years, knows the equipment, could make signs in their sleep. We'll help them find that employee and we'll help test them. Each employee that they have in production should produce enough signs and product that after all expenses are paid, should drop a $50,000 personal income number to the owner. So if you want to make a six-figure income, you need to keep a small staff of 2 people busy. If you want to make $250,000 a year, and we have many owners that make that and more in personal income, you'll need 5 in production, 1 for every $50,000.
And that's another.
Monday through Friday.
Yep.
You're closed nights, closed weekends, closed holidays. Have a life.
So not a retail business where you're open 8 to 8 or and weekends.
Business to business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Business to business. And you just mentioned something that's a real distinction between a franchise and a business opportunity, a license. As a franchise, the franchisor really can't talk about earnings. As a coach, consultant, broker, and whatever label I hold, I can't talk about earnings. But on a business opportunity, a license, the first question people want to know when they're thinking about going into their own business is, well, how much money can I make? You know, can I duplicate my salary in the military or in the corporate world? And you can answer that directly, right? And your owners can answer.
I can, but I do it very cautiously because I don't want to mislead.
Right.
It is an owner-driven business. It's based on the owner's ability to drive the business and to delegate to the staff. So I never try and mislead. What I try and do mm-hmm. is give them some benchmark numbers to think about, but then to use those benchmark numbers and then start to talk to existing sign world operators that are similar to them in work ethic and drive and skill set, et cetera, and then compare themselves to them and mm-hmm. start to figure out where they feel they will be based on their skill sets compared to who they've talked to.
So
I really try and put it into a real life. I don't want to mislead them.
No.
You know, my happiest guy made $65,000 a year. my biggest guy made $4 million personal income last year. So it's a big spread from one to the other what they're capable of doing. And I'll talk about it, but I also want them to make their own determination of what the numbers are going
to
be.
Yeah, they really have to evaluate for themselves. I mean, mm-hmm. But you know, that at least they can dig that number out a little mm-hmm. a bit easier. Sure. So
I can show them ways that they can find that number out.
Yep.
And, okay. and determine best they can what that'll be. How well they implement from there is, again, still on them.
So, and then running their business profitably and smartly and all that. So, mm-hmm. Well, now, the internet has had an impact, but what about market share? I mean, it seems there's lots of sign businesses out there, but how does someone new break in and how do they start building their business?
Well, I think you have to make it manageable in how you're thinking about it. In the first month in business, you're just setting up a custom manufacturing business, so you're not looking for hundreds and thousands of customers. You're looking for handfuls.
Yeah.
First month in business might be 5 to 10 projects. Second month in business might be 10 to 15 and hopefully a couple of repeats. Third month in business might be 15, 20, and hopefully by that time some of the customers are happy enough with your service that they're telling their friends. Signs touch every business, so we really go by the motto that no customer should be a dead end. We want every single customer to get us to the next customer. I want the restaurant to get me to the landlord. I want the landlord to get me to his other tenants. I want those tenants to get me to their customers and their suppliers. We want to leverage from the guy that needs one sign to their contact that needs 10, to their contact that needs 100. And because we don't put a fence to our territory,
mm-hmm.
you end up with regional and national customers. One of my operations is in Kalispell, Montana. He'll tell you his largest customer is in New York City. One of my guys in Detroit will tell you that he's going to do more business with a chain of junkyards based in California than he is with some of his local customers.
Wow.
So we don't put a fence to the territory because they're operating under their own unique name. They're not infringing on somebody else, and it's out of relationship. They're not knocking on doors of somebody else's territory, but if they have a relationship elsewhere. And if 80% of your business is going to come from less than 30 customers, and you're driving into a certain niche rather than somebody else, the chance of you bumping into another sign world owner are really non-existent. I had customers in all 50 states when I had my operation. I was in California. I had customers in Atlanta.
So it just and the internet's just going to fire that even more. So
absolutely.
Yep.
So it's who wants to do business with you, and because you have a unique name, the customer is going to come back to you. They're not going to call the local operation with the same name. So it allows you to go after bigger, more regional customers because it's manufacturing. Ford doesn't make cars just for Detroit. They make cars to go way beyond.
Yep.
We do the same thing.
And the variety of what you can produce is just amazing. So, your background on your owners, I mean, you've got military veterans, you've got bankers, you've got secretaries, you've got construction workers, and they just decided one day that, I need to take control. I want to be a business owner. And they find this and they can build it into a very scalable thing, a very, very scalable business. They can expand. They can keep it small. They can go into a specialization niche. Fantastically, flexible business.
I think, Bill, it's also very valuable to make use of a coach like you. When I went through this process, I didn't have a clue what I should be looking at. I was stumbling, looking at stuff that just on the surface looked good, but it didn't fit me until I found a coach like you who was really trained and skilled to help me figure out what my skill sets were and what I wanted life to look like. And very honestly, I was 45 years old at the time. And after talking to him for 45 minutes, I looked at him straight in the face. And this is a true story. And I said, Rick, I've known myself for 45 years. You've known me for 45 minutes. But somehow in the last 45 minutes, you've asked me so many tough questions. You know me better than I know myself.
Well, that's the secret of trying to find the right business matchup for people. So,
absolutely.
So, that was a good guy.
For anybody listening to this, please engage with Bill or with a coach like that, because it's vital to finding the right business. Most people look at businesses from the front cover rather than looking at it from the inside out of what is going to actually make use of my skill sets. What's going to make me actually enjoy going to work tomorrow and come home at night and say, that's such a great day, I can't wait till tomorrow.
I keep telling
you, don't want to do this for the rest of your life.
That's right. That's right. And maybe build it for your kids. I keep telling people, just because you like ice cream is not a reason to buy an ice cream franchise.
You know? Exactly.
It's really about what the business can do for you. So, well, now you've got how many owners did you say were at the convention? 200?
Well, we had over 300 people there.
300 people.
We have many husband and wives in the business.
Okay.
We also had a full-on agenda for their sign makers. Besides training the owners, we're willing to let them bring their staff. And we had car wrapping demonstrations, wall wrapping classes, color management wrapping. So we had a lot of staff there as well.
But
we had about half of our operations there. Some couldn't make it for family reasons and other commitments they had, so we always had some missing. And but we always have a great attendance.
Sure. Well, and so, you know, somebody out there in Fort Huachuca or, Fort Lewis or Norfolk Naval Station or, Tallahassee or the Naval Air Station down in the Panhandle, Florida, you know, military installations all around the country, there's room for Sign Worlds, wherever they want to take their final location at, right?
I can put somebody within 5 miles of their house virtually anywhere in the United States. I've got operations in the big cities of Chicago and Minneapolis and Philadelphia, et cetera. I've got people in mid-sized markets, the Austins and the Richmond, Virginias and Madison, Wisconsin's. I've got owners in smaller markets from West Lafayette, Indiana to Gillette, Wyoming, Kalispell, Montana, Fall River, Massachusetts, on and on. So the common denominator is if there's people there, there's businesses there, and if there's businesses there, there's needs for a sign company.
There you go.
So typically it takes, I'd like to see a population of, a metro population of 50,000 or more.
Well, I love that selling point right there, 5 minutes from your house. You can't beat that commute right there.
Well, that and then it's a business park model, so it's cheap rent.
Yeah.
You're hiding from the walk-in customer.
Yeah.
So you'll rent a small space for the first couple of years while you define what you want to look like and how big you want to grow. You'll probably move a block or two away, and you'll probably buy the building. Most Sign World owners own their own building long-term so that they not only
are
ready to sell, they not only have and retire, they not only have a business to sell, but they also have a building to sell. Why pay rent?
And that building can help fund retirement in addition to selling the business, right?
Exactly. The sale of that building is what cashes them out for the retirement.
So those folks that we heard about last week, Ted Daywall mm-hmm. was talking about the National Guard and the reservists. This is a business that those folks could get into, and if they deploy, this business is still there.
Yeah,
and operating behind them, they overcome that that issue of being somebody's employee, not having a job when they come back. That would be a great attraction, I would think, a great market for Sign World is those guardsmen and or National Guard members, I should say, politically correct,
yes.
Reservists that are having difficulty. So, Jack, I know you have some veteran owners in your business and you look for more, correct?
We do.
So
they make some great operators. They understand systems. They understand processes. They understand working as a team. It just fits well.
Another thing I
wanted to mention to you, Bill,
please.
This is also a business that gives some flexibility of life. It's not only just open Monday through Friday, so you're closed nights, weekends, and holidays and have a life. But in a typical day, you're probably in the office half the day managing the projects. You're out of the office a couple hours a day visiting with those regular customers discussing the next project or visiting with a customer to discuss working together with them. So you're neither chained to the desk nor you're locked out. And one of the things that I enjoyed about my sign business is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was on Little League Field with my boys managing the teams. My customers didn't expect me to be in the office because they thought I was out seeing other customers. My employees didn't expect me to be in the office. They thought I was out seeing other customers. And as long as I was ahead of them and had enough customers built up so that they were still busy, I could be in a Little League Field with my kids.
So really in charge of your life. Get
that freedom that comes with being your own boss.
That's right. That's right, yeah, which is wonderful. And, right behind the question of how much money can I make is, what's the success rate? Can you talk about, somebody new coming in and what they can expect?
We've operated for 25 years. We've opened up a little over 400 locations. Our current roster has 268, but that is because our agreement is with the owner. And when they sell and retire, we lose a few every year. We're a mature organization. We've had people been with us for 10, 15, 20 years, and it's their time to retire. So we might have 2 or 3 new operations join us, and we might have 2 or 3 exit out of retirement. We've had 160 resales for a successful retirement. We've had 33 failures in 25 years out of over 400 startups, which gives us a 7% failure rate, a 93% success rate. I'll take that a step farther.
Yeah.
We instituted our current 2-year sales and marketing coaching program, a video conference every Monday coaching about 10 other owners, and I'm one of the coaches in that program. Of the graduates of that program in the last 6 years, we have not had a failure. We have had some failures in the last 6 years, I'll admit that, as any organization will. But none of them graduates have failed. The failures we've had were the know-it-alls that say, I don't want to go to class.
Yeah.
Now, if they're knocking it out of the park and doing fine and they don't want to come to class, that's fine. There's no rules. But if they're struggling in any way, if they're hurting in any way and they don't come to class, shame on them.
Yeah.
The help is there.
And do they pay?
I can't make them successful, but I'm here to sure help them do it if they want the help.
Yep.
I spend half my week talking to existing owners, trying to help them get from where they're at to where they want to be. I'm very committed to that.
That's very impressive.
Sorry, I bailed out there for a second. 93% success rate.
That's unheard of.
That is a great statistic. That's a great.
What's
great
the success rate of starting your own business?
I'll give you 2 other statistics that you might like.
Yeah. Please.
96% of our owners stay with SignWorld till retirement. I would bet you that if you've surveyed some of the other operations, they have an awful lot of people that go in for a couple of years, say, I don't like it, I'm going to sell this and do something else. For us to have that percentage stay with it means that it's a pretty good lifestyle.
96% stay through retirement? Is that what you...
Yeah.
Stay with the business and retire.
Wow. So this is something that is rock solid, very basic, needed a needed product, a needed service, good margins. Start small, build it big. I mean, why aren't we seeing?
I don't know. It's like the best kept secret right there. I think he said the range was from his lowest to making around $60,000, which isn't bad at all.
No,
and to $4 million. That's a huge range.
Even you could get by.
Even I could do it.
Yeah.
So that should be their new slogan. Even Kevin can do it. SignWorld.
Well, at the $4 million is what.
Oh.
Well, Jack, this has been terrific. I mean, I want to make sure we get everything that, anything that I've missed that you'd like to talk more about for SignWorld?
Just a thought or two. Sometimes people will look at SignWorld with an investment of 185, which includes the working capital to get to cash flow positive, so it's an all-in number, as a larger number. Why would I spend 185 to join SignWorld when I can buy a franchise for $50,000, $75,000, $100,000?
That's a misnomer.
There's 5 things that you need to consider in that. Number one, it's a one-time payment. There's no royalties after.
That's huge.
That might be very strong.
Second thing is that you only need one location. This isn't a starter kit. Like many franchises, we got to buy a second, third, fourth. You got to recapitalize over and over again to get the bigger number.
Yep.
Our largest guy did $17 million in sales out of one location last year.
Wow.
Now it's grown. He's now in 30,000 square feet, but he's still only three blocks from
home.
That's
huge.
Three blocks from home.
The third thing is a relatively quick break-even. Our average to cash flow positive is 5 months. I got guys breaking cash flow positive in second, third, fourth month. The fourth reason is the unusual number of owners making six figures and more. Our largest guy made $4 million personal income last year.
Can't beat it.
And then five, the resale value. If you can sell your business for a multiple of sales, maybe the investment isn't wrong number. Maybe it's the right number to get you to where you need to be.
Yep. And there's you work with people who are bringing in part of that number through a small business association guaranteed loan, through retirement fund rollover plans. In the military, I know there's something they're called thrift plans, and those can be rolled over by the guidance of the world and things like that. So this business can be acquired, with some creative, investment in financing.
Well, 185 also, I don't think people realize, to get a complete business that can make you cash flow positive is ridiculously cheap. If you try to start your own company, it's going to be difficult to do that anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's a misnomer. People think they can get a franchise for 50, 60,000
and make millions.
That's just get you in the door. That may not
another,
get you open.
Another thing that can be of interest in the business is that two things. One, 40% of our operations are husband wife teams. And that's an unusual number in the franchise world, in the small business world. And the reason why we have a larger number is it's not a four-wall business. You're not shoulder-to-shoulder all day long. The one that's more project-orientated can stay back and do more of the operations. The other one that's more extroverted can go out and do more of the marketing. You're working towards the same goal, but you're not bumping into each other all day long.
Yep.
If you were, you'd probably blow each other up. It's too
close. Well,
the thing is we do a lot to help our owners to gain either – minority certification, woman-owned business, other forms of minority ownership, disabled veteran. One of our operations did a $650,000 remodel of a Hilton Hotel in Baltimore. She got the project because she was a minority.
Wow.
But other owners that have gotten projects because the government gives big tax breaks
for
projects like that. And you'll find in the sign industry, very few sign companies have managed to go through the paperwork process to be certified. As a result, you're one of very few that qualify for the project. So we do a lot to help our owners learn how to go through that certification process and then how to market it afterwards. How do I actually make use of that certification to gain the business?
So this could be I hadn't thought of this before, but the government mandates, the federal government mandates a certain percentage of business that has to go annually to service disabled veteran owners, and and this is a manufacturing business, so that could be a gateway for folks that are in that category. Fantastic. Yeah, I'm good friends with Adrian and Paul out in Houston. I've been to their shop, and I was up at Bill Swanson's place for his grand opening, and his wife actually hugged me.
That's always a plus.
That's a plus. Yeah, they were so pleased and excited when their business got rolling. I'm very fond of the business model, and Jack Werner is a pro. I mean, he tells it like it is. I like what you said, that you don't, when people ask about what they can earn, you give it to them straight.
There's no sugarcoating. Yeah, I loved it.
Because that just takes people down the wrong way.
I'm in their shoes myself.
Yeah.
So I'm not there to sell it on them. I'm there to help them figure out if it can fit for their life.
Yep. And you've got, you've lived the life, so you know how to build a business from the ground up and into a significant size. So, who better to learn from? than that situation.
Well, I'm smart enough to realize that I don't have to be the smartest person in our organization. I got some guys in our company, in our family, that are CEOs and CFOs, and sometimes we're in charge of 1,000 people.
Yep.
And as they get into business, I'm willing to say, you know what, for that question, call Carl in San Francisco, call Jeff in Chicago.
And that ends up making you look a lot smarter as a boss.
Yeah.
I don't have to have all the answers if I know where to send
people. You just know where to send. Yeah, exactly. And it actually, you know, you gain more credibility by doing that, at least in my mind. So, excellent. Jack, terrific. People can reach you at?
My email address, jack@signworld.org, O-R-G. Our website is signworld.org, so don't look us up at signworld.com or signworld.net. Those are other companies with the same name. My phone number, 888-765-7446, and I'm at extension 201.
Excellent. Well, Jack, it's again, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for being here today. And you know, we close by citing the National Veteran-Owned Business Association, which is called NAVOBA, defines a vetpreneur as a military veteran who organizes and manages a business. Our mission at From Boots to Biz Radio is to help create more veteran business owners by providing information and education about the many choices that are out there in the business world. So, you know, please check the From Boots to Biz Radio homepage on the Business Radio X website for information about SignWorld. There'll be a dedicated page for that. And we're offering franchise boot camp webinars for people to learn. So you'll see a schedule there. And this is Bill Williams. I've been your host of From Boots to Biz Radio. If you have any questions, check out the landing page at From Boots to Biz. That's a numeral 2, From Boots to Biz. .businessradiox.com. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next week. Carry on.